Hello. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Hello. Hello, hello, hello. Can everyone hear me? That's question number one. How is everyone doing? Yay. Yay. I am Coach MJ, in case you did not know. Yeah, it is I, Coach MJ. I'm gonna rename myself. All right, here I am. All right, y'all. I'm very excited. First of all, I have on a sexy Corinne top, but it's also very chilly. So I have a jacket that's not quite so sexy over there in case I get really cold. So, for those of you that saw, I had the weekend off. I went hiking. I went to the mountains. It was beautiful, 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 beautiful. I faced some fears. I did some stuff, y'all. It was like, it was supposed to be a small little hike. It was I didn't even know what it was. It was like over rocks, up and down over tree stumps, and crossing rivers, and I don't even know what it was, but it was fun. We had a good time. So let me tell you what we are doing today. So we are doing Unit 3, Module 3 worksheets. I am doing my very, very, very favorite worksheet in all of No BS. So excited. It is called Planning an Urge Worksheet. So I'm going to give y'all a couple of seconds so that you can find it. It's in two places on the No BS website. So the first place that you can find it is, I wrote it down, make sure. Module 3, Unit 7, Breaking Urges. That's the first place that it is. It is also under Weight Loss Resources, Worksheets, and More. And it says Planning for Urges. It's formerly the Pre-Urge Worksheet. So it has been redesigned with this redo of No BS. So Module 3, Unit 7, Breaking Urges, we're doing the Planning and Urge Worksheet. And I'm going to tell y'all why I chose this worksheet. A couple reasons. First of all, I wish I would have had this worksheet as I was going through No BS. That would have been very handy and fabulous. This really does go hand in hand with the Discovery Worksheet. So when I was in the I'm still in a membership. Y'all know I'm always a member. So when I was losing my weight, we had the Discovery Worksheet. So I was writing the same things down all the time. You know, mine was always because I was tired. I'd had rotator cuff surgery, and so it was when my shoulder hurt or I didn't feel well. I did that a lot. I did it when I was lonely. I overate when I was lonely, all that kind of stuff. So what you do is you collect the data from your Discovery Worksheets, and you get your cues and patterns that you typically see that you overeat. Like, you start to see a pattern on your Discovery Worksheets. You pull out this handy-dandy worksheet, and you come up with a plan. That's why I love this worksheet. Because so many of my private clients, so many of you in the membership, even me, myself, I would overeat. I would fill out the Discovery Worksheet. I would put it in my notebook. And then I wouldn't look at it again. And didn't really have a plan. This worksheet gets it all in one place. Everything gets there together. And you can start really working on those triggers that you see happening over and over and over again so that you can develop a plan and come up with a strategy so that when you have that urge, you have a plan in place. So I will tell you what I have done. Y'all, I'm about to get all technological, and I am so excited. I'm so excited about being technological. Colleen, we private clients means that inside the membership, you can also sign up for 3 months of one-on-one coaching with us. And that we have a call, a private 25-minute call every single week. And you can go under Get Coached on the website to get more information about that. So I have filled out this worksheet on my computer, and I'm going to try to share a screen. I know, right? So excited. I'm so excited. So when I do this, I don't think I can see the chat. I may try to see the chat. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Let's just see what happens. We'll just see what happens. I'm very nervous to click this button. Very nervous to click this button. Share screen. Desktop. Share. Ah! Oh my gosh. Can y'all see it? I think I still have the chat here, so maybe I can still see what y'all are talking about. Can you see it? Can you see my screen? I'm so excited. Oh my God, it worked. It worked. It worked. It worked. Yay! Y'all can tell I get easily excited. Get easily. I'm so easily amused. I'm so easily amused. Okay. So here we go. Planning for Urges worksheet. So the first one is mine, and the other two are ones that I see all the time inside of the membership. So here's the planning for the Urges worksheet. Use this worksheet to think about when you most commonly have urges and plan for them in advance. So this is like when you absolutely know that you overeat or eat off plan, or it is whatever you have gathered from doing your discovery worksheets. Okay. List your most common cues and triggers, thoughts and feelings, for example, to eat. So, number one, this is one for me, finishing up the workday and feeling stressed. Lots of stuff's been going on. I'm all stressed. I need to unwind and relax and all that kind of stuff. So that was number one for me. Number two, everyone has gone to bed and I'm ready for me time. You tuck in the children, husband goes off to bed, wife goes off to bed, partner goes off to bed, and you're by yourself, and it's time just for you to be you. And the last one I chose was cleaning the kitchen and taking bites off of the plates while cleaning. This was huge for me. Huge, 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 huge. So step two, write about the first cue and trigger to work on. So I went back to my number one, finishing up work and feeling stressed after a long day at work. When I finish work, I walk into the kitchen and just grab something. It just happens. I hear that all the time. And I have some discovery worksheets to prove that I do that myself sometimes. When this happens, one way I can watch the urge is by. So what this means is you're going to watch it and be the scientist, not the judge. Okay, not the judge. You're going to be the scientist in here. So I'm just going to observe the urge. I know that I'm going to want to eat when I leave my office. I tend to do that. So take a second at the end of the day to visualize how, I did not capitalize. Sorry about that. How I want the time after work to go. Just remind myself that this is a habit that I have. And today I'm going to listen to the sentences in my brain. Okay. Like that's how I'm going to watch it. It's just a habit that I have. And today I'm going to listen to the sentences in my brain. Because remember, an urge is a feeling always caused by thought. And a thought is just the sentences that go in your brain. While I'm watching the urge, I can do these three things instead of eating. Okay. So Corinne talks about in this module 3, unit 7, it cannot be scrub a toilet. You know, it cannot be, you know, call a friend who you're fighting with. It needs to be something that you're going to enjoy. So I put call a friend, catch up on, or send a message to my accountability group, or sit down for 30 minutes and read a book or catch up on a show before I start getting dinner ready. So those are three things that I would choose to do instead of eating. Like if I know that I tend to go in my kitchen and eat after work, those are three things that I can plan ahead to work on. And then You want to reinforce it. So when you choose not to eat, when you've had an urge, I'll reinforce my new habit by telling myself these things as a reward. Look at me figuring shit out. This is how I get to go to bed proud tonight. I am a straight up badass. That is when you give yourself a pat on the back, a little high five in your brain, tell yourself how awesome you are and all the things so that you can celebrate that you did what you said you were going to do. So the next one, write about the second cue to work on. Everyone has gone to bed and I'm ready for me time. When this happens, one way I can watch the urge is by remind myself that it is just a habit. I have been doing this for a long time and I get to decide if I want to eat tonight or not. It is always my choice. Corinne said one time on a call, which was so awesome, an urge has no power until consent is given. I love that, love that, love that. So I always get to choose. I get to hear the sentences in my brain. Then I get to decide if I'm going to eat or I'm not. While I'm watching this urge, I can do these three things instead of eating. Again, they have to be fun. Put on a show or read. Go to bed. Play a game on my phone. And I put a little asterisk. Do all of these things in a different chair. Don't sit in your eating chair. Eating chair. I had to get out of my eating chair for a while. You know, it's like the one that has a trigger somehow in the seat. And as soon as your butt hits the trigger, the urge comes, right? You would be surprised what sitting in a different seat will do for you. You would be surprised. So somebody said, can you repeat Corinne's message again? Yes. An urge has no power until consent is given. Love it, love it, love it. I will reinforce my new habit by telling myself these things as a reward. Going to bed is the best self-care I can give myself. This is how you level up your habits and keep promises to yourself. Every day I say no to eating at night is me creating the habit that I want. Those are some things that you can say to yourself. And you know, this is all, whatever y'all come up with. These are just mine that I just made up on the fly. The last one, cleaning the kitchen and taking bites off of the plate while cleaning up. When this happens, one way I can watch the urge is by do a quick body scan or breathe for 90 seconds before I get up from the table. So like, as everybody has walked away and you're about to pick up your plate, just stop for a second. Take a few deep breaths. Decide how you're feeling in your body and decide how you want to show up in the kitchen when you go. Okay. While I'm watching this urge, I can do these three things instead of eating. Chew gum while I'm cleaning. I did that for a long time. I used to do that when I cooked and when I cleaned because it was such a habit for me. Put on some prints and dance it out. Ask for some company cleaning up the kitchen. And then I gave myself another 4 headphones in and a no BS coach in my ear. Right? I will reinforce my new habit by telling myself these things as a reward. Every bite counts and you just saved you some. I am no longer treating myself like a garbage can. I am a woman who is building confidence. So there you go. That is my sheets. Those are my sheets. So this is what I want you to know. You like, let's say that you're like, I always sit in my eating chair and whatever. Like the one you said about, you know, everybody going to bed, that is my jam. That is my jam. Okay. So if you only have one that you know of, then just do one. I'm going to stop sharing. All right. So if you just have one, just do one. If you have 6, do 6. It's whatever, you know, if you know that you always eat at a certain time or you have a trigger that you always have, you know, you can just fill one out. It's okay. And like I said, these go hand in hand with the discovery worksheet. So once you do some discovery worksheets and you realize your triggers, you recognize your triggers, all that kind of stuff, it is a great time to come over here and make a plan for yourself. Make a plan, make a plan. So I'll answer a couple of questions. Is there any Zoom call about some of the other worksheets from module 3, like judge versus scientist, unwinding your food stories, managing overeating cheat sheet, and the self-sabotage one? No, it is not. So we did the discovery worksheet last time. Last week, Coach Judith did that one, and that's in module 3. And then this week, I picked this one to do. So we don't have the other ones. Vicki, can you share those where we can print them off as an example? I don't know if, I don't know how I can share those to y'all, but I will try to figure that out. I'll try to figure that out for y'all. If there is a way, I will figure it out. Trish. Yeah, a Staples button with my voice saying, if you eat it, then it's going on your ass. That's exactly right. That's what I used to tell myself. I will see how I can share it. I don't really know how to do that, but, you know. Put a link. It's on my computer. I just need to figure out how to, maybe I can somehow figure out how to put it on the show notes, but I think I have to upload it to the membership. I'm not sure. That's what I have to check and see. I need to check and see. So if y'all have, I can pull someone up. Now, look, this is not open coaching. So open coaching is this week, Coach Betsy, I think, is doing it this week. So if you need to be coached about something going on in your life, you know, you can absolutely come on Thursday night at 5 Central. If you have a trigger that you know about and you want help working through this worksheet, you have any questions about this worksheet, you can raise your hand and I will pull you up. Okay. All right. So I have a few people who have raised their hand. Yay. Okay. So Sue, I'm going to go ahead and pull you up. Thank you, Michelle, for doing that, posting that. Did I pull you up? No. Sue must have unraised her hand because now I don't see Sue anymore. Susan Carson. We'll see if this works. Let's see, 619. You don't have to write this down. Hello. Let's see if we can unmute.
Hi.
Hey.
Wow.
How's it going? I'm
being coached.
I'm excited. So what are your questions about this worksheet?
Okay. My trigger is extreme fatigue.
Okay.
I also have narcolepsy.
Okay.
So the fatigue just adds up. And then all of a sudden I discover I'm eating.
Right.
Any suggestions how to work through this?
Yes. So we did. So if you're tired, right? I should have printed this sheet out. Let me go back to the first of the sheet. So yours, your most common cues and triggers, one of them is when you're tired, right?
Right.
Right. And so let's go through this together.
Thank you.
Yes. So how can you watch this urge? How can you, because you say that you just find yourself eating. So what is one thing, because you know you're tired, right? You recognize that you're tired. Okay. So when you recognize that you're tired, what could you do? What could you tell yourself?
Go back to sleep.
You could tell yourself, go back to sleep.
Yeah.
Or I notice that often when I am tired, I eat. It's just a habit that I have. Okay. You don't want to sound like the overbearing mother. You know what I mean? Like, just go back to bed. You want to talk to, imagine it's a kid, like a child. Oh, my battery may die on this thing. My thing is blinking, y'all. So if it goes out, we may lose my little thing. So let me know in the chat if it goes completely dead. So you just imagine like it's a kid who wants to eat, who's really tired, and you know they get really tired and they want to eat. What would you say to them?
It's okay. You're really tired.
Yeah.
And food's not going to really help.
Yeah. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So when you notice that you're really tired and fatigued, that's the kind of conversation that you want to start having with yourself. That's watching the urge. It's not judging it. You know, it's not like, well, you know, Susan, food isn't going to help this, right? You hear it. It's more that loving. Like, it's just a habit. That's what you've always done. Of course you want to eat. Right. And so, but tonight we're just really going to watch it and see. Okay. It should be more of like a loving, lush kind of conversation.
Okay.
So, and then, so that's how you're going to watch the urge. So what are three things that you could do instead of eating? Go to bed.
It's weird because it doesn't work. Get a book.
Okay. Do you enjoy that? Make sure it's something you really enjoy almost as much as eating.
That's a hard one.
Well, at least it's not scrubbing a toilet.
That's right. So it's things to take care of myself, reading a book, maybe knitting or talking to someone.
Yeah. Knitting is awesome because it uses your hands. It's a great one.
Okay.
You can't be eating when you're knitting.
Right.
And then, right? And then what are a couple things you could tell yourself? So now you've made it through the urge. You haven't eaten. What are you going to say to yourself, Susan?
It's okay. This will pass.
Yeah, but how are you going to celebrate that you didn't eat? What are you going to tell yourself?
I'm really proud of myself for...
Yeah. You're figuring this out.
Yeah.
Right? I love that so much. Yeah. So that's one of yours.
What I'm realizing is that I'm very tired is just a fact. It's just a fact. It's what I'm thinking about it and the results of what I'm doing, which is screwing me up.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with being tired. It's our body's way of saying, hey, get some sleep. Take care of yourself. There's nothing wrong with being tired.
So it's an old habit to go for the food.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
That's all it is.
Okay.
That's all it is. And if you learned it, you can unlearn it.
Unlearn
a new way.
Thank you.
That was great. So good. Thank you for coming on.
You're welcome. Thank you for getting me on.
Okay. All right. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Y'all, she was precious. Let me see if I got any batteries, y'all. Hold on 1 second, because this thing is bleeping at me. I don't have any. These kids, y'all, my kids found their Wii. And the Wii uses the same size battery as this little microphone. The Wii does. And so I keep losing batteries because the Wii has somehow taken precedent over my batteries from my microphone. That's what happens. That's what happens sometimes. Dang we. So I'll do a couple of questions. Lisa says, when this is posted in 24 hours, will it be video as well as audio or just audio? So you can watch it on the, watch it. You can listen to it on the Private Member Podcast, and that will be audio only. Or you could go to video replays on the website, and you'll be able to see the video. And you'll be able to see my fabulous worksheet with my lowercase i's when they should have been uppercase i's. Sorry about that, y'all. Amy, tell us more about gum chewing during meal prep and cleanup. I did that for a while. I was like a bite, licks, and taster person. Like, I would just snack and snack and snack. And then I would never be hungry at mealtime. And I just started eating gum. Chewing gum. Just to kind of, like as a pattern interrupt almost, to kind of stop myself from just grabbing whatever it was. At night, I feel nauseated. It seems like salty tortilla chips help if only a few. Sometimes I think about putting it on the plan, but doesn't matter because it would still be off track eating. What are some new thoughts and new habits I can embrace? Okay. So first of all, if you put if you don't have the tortilla chips on your plan and you're eating them, you are off plan. And if you are not hungry, you're also overeating. So it's an off plan and an overeat. If you plan it, then you decide to have it. But you're not hungry, then it would be considered an overeat. So I would really try, what if you just, had some mint tea? I'm willing to think that maybe something else will help my nausea. Like some kind of ginger lemon tea. Yeah. Yeah. And then somebody else is saying, why are you nauseated every single night? That's what I would also want to know. And just figure that out. But, because if you had some kind of sleepy time, sweet ginger lemon tea, that would not only give you some water, that's awesome. It could be a hunger signal, Laura. It really could be a hunger signal. That's another thing to explore. But it sounds like she knows she's not hungry. She's just kind of nauseated. Where exactly is the habit brain located within the brain? Great question, Bonnie. So, lobotomy. Yeah, I know, right? Bonnie was thinking about having a lobotomy. So all of our habits, our reflexes, all of that kind of stuff is just stored in the parts of the back of our brain. And we do all of our thinking with the front part of our brain. Jennifer Lawler, I'm going to pull you up. Let me see. Let's see. I'm going to ask to unmute. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Good.
So I have been journaling. Well, I've been doing the discovery worksheet on the same thing for about 5 days in a row. And I noticed the pattern is I say, like on the sheet, the things that keep coming up are you could just start again tomorrow. It's okay. This won't hurt type of thing. And okay. Just kind of like, I guess justifying, a lot of justifying, yeah. Which I never knew I did. And I'll do it kind of like 5 days in a row. And then have like a clean slate and like almost like wait for my Friday.
Right.
Is what I notice I'm doing. Yeah. So I don't know. Is that an urge or it's just.
Well, an urge is a feeling that is caused by a thought.
So your every thought, day I get this that same urge, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. So you have a thought, like, I can always start tomorrow, a little bit won't hurt, whatever. Then that creates the feeling of an urge.
Yes.
And then you go eat.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So it happens, and it happens in the morning.
Yeah.
And then my whole day kind of just is to shit. If I'm being, so I noticed, but I'm so happy that I figured this out, because if I wasn't doing the discovery worksheet every single day, I wouldn't have caught that pattern.
Yeah. That's awesome. So this is so good for that. Yeah.
So right. I'm really happy about it, but I don't know how now to walk myself through unwinding that so it doesn't happen.
Right. So good. That is what we were talking about. Like, I notice I'm thinking.
Okay.
I notice I'm thinking that a little bit won't hurt.
Right.
I notice that's my habit, my pattern that gets me to eat.
And yeah, and I'm like nice to myself when I say it. Like, it's almost like I'm trying to say it loving, but it's not love. That's not love. That's not loving. You know, but like the way I hear myself saying it, it's almost like I'm trying to be nice to myself. It's like my brain.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Oh, it's fine. It's fine. But it's that conversation. We call it equal airtime.
Okay.
So you have this habit thought that keeps coming, but you have a thought. You know that thought is not really true.
Right.
A little bit really does make a difference.
Yes.
You don't really want to start tomorrow.
No, I don't.
So that's when you want to have that equal airtime conversation. I notice I'm thinking that I can start tomorrow. But really, I know it's just a thought. What I really want is this. This is what I really want. I really want, you know, to keep going. I want to keep this promise to myself. I want to become a person who keeps promises to herself. It's very important to me.
So that part of the conversation has to come in. I can't just let
Yeah. You got to start having that equal airtime conversation.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'll work on it. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you. You're very welcome.
Yes. So go back and fill out that trigger sheet. So for you, because yours is a thought, right? Yes. So you're going to watch the urge. You're going to have an equal airtime conversation. You're going to remind yourself of what you really want, not just what you want in the moment. Remind yourself of what you want to think.
And so that's what I put on the urge sheet. Okay.
Yes, on this planning sheet. And then you can do, you know, these three things instead of eating. You know, you can go ahead and fill that piece out.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. All right.
Have a good night.
Bye-bye. Bye. Y'all know I have to write this down. I keep checking to make sure I'm still blinking. I'm still blinking. If I don't, I'll let me know. I'm going to answer a couple questions. Carolyn, I have a theater and I have the post-show rehearsal habit of going out with my castmates. Of course, we are closed now, so no shows or rehearsals, but I'm thinking ahead. This is a big one for me. It is usually late and everyone gets food. I definitely don't want to miss doing this. If I'm not hungry, I don't want to eat. But this is a definite social habit. Yeah. That's your trigger. That's your cue. That everybody goes out and orders food. So you have a couple of options. Okay. So first of all, if you decide that you really do want to eat with them, you can play around with your hunger. Maybe not eat dinner. Maybe just have a small snack so that you'll be hungry later. Okay. If you really want to be hungry and partake with them, that's absolutely something that you can do. But if you don't want to eat, your trigger is going to be everyone going out to eat. So this is your conversation. Of course I want to eat with them. It's something that I've always done. But right now I'm doing something a little bit different. Really what I'm here for is to spend time with them. To like talk about how the rehearsal went. all of that kind of stuff. This is what I really want. And then things that you can do while you're watching the urge, you can order a water. You could order a hot tea. Right? Like there are other things that you could get that'll help you stay on plan. You know, and then sit beside your favorite person. That might be something else that you could do that was fun. Right? Like sit beside your favorite person at the table. That would be awesome. So Lisa's asking, I printed out my journal and have put the 24-hour plan and assessment together. If I have an overeat, I put the discovery sheet by those dates. I also put my journal sheets there. Is it best to keep everything separated so I can go through it easily? Like, is it like it is in the planner, or keep it together the way I have it, or whatever works best for you? Whatever works best for you. Whatever works best for you. That's it. I used to, because, you know, we used to not have a nicely printed planner. We used to have to, well, first we didn't have a planner. Then we had a planner we had to print. And I used to always print my discovery worksheets a different color so that when I'd put them in my binder, I could see like they were like hot pink. Kathy, hi, MJ. I'm assuming it's the same process for wine, but if you have any other thoughts, please share. I plan for wine on weekends, but only weekends only, but often want it through the week. That's still an urge. Works exactly the same way. The same, and actually, I put it on the sheet coming out of my office. It's not really, I don't typically have urges to go in and eat. It's usually an urge for a glass of wine. Same thing. Same thing. Lynn says, MJ, do you or did you actually talk aloud to yourself when having these conversations? I asked because I've never done that, and I'm thinking it may be really powerful for me to just do that, hopefully without anyone in earshot so they don't think I'm crazy. Lynn, about a month ago, I had a conversation with a box of Cheez-Its out loud where we had a full-on, it was a very one-sided conversation. The Cheez-Its box really didn't have very much to say back to me. And my kids were upstairs. They said, who are you talking to? I said, I'm talking to this damn Cheez-Its box. That's who I'm talking to. I was like, you are not on my plan. I am actually not hungry. The only reason that I'm wanting to eat you right now is because it was something going on at work. Like I had this project to do and I didn't want to do it. And it was going to be hard. I just didn't want to get started. I was buffering. And I just let the Cheez-It know. No, Cheez-Its. Not today. And the kids are like, what in the hell? And I was like, it's me and the Cheez-Its. Leave me alone. That's exactly what happened. So, yes, I do talk to myself out loud. Yes. To the Cheez-Its box. I have stood at my wine cooler and had conversations with the wine cooler. I've done all of those things. I know in Atomic Habits, y'all, I love that book. If you haven't read it, do yourself a favor, read the book. It's my favorite book. It's like, it really like flipped the script for me. And he was like, if you are going to like choose to do something that's like not your, like if you're trying to create a habit. So for us, it's not to eat during this trigger time that we're talking about. Say out loud what you're really doing and say it out loud. Like I am choosing not to eat off plan. I mean, not to eat on plan, or I'm choosing to eat and I know I'm not hungry. And this is what's going to happen. I'm going to need to fill out a discovery worksheet. I'm not going to keep a promise to myself today. Like he says to take all those, to do all those things. He's so awesome. Anonymous, when cooking, if I take a small spoonful to taste for seasoning, is that overeating? Especially if I'm cooking ahead and not on my plan for the day. That is up to you. So I did it a couple of ways. It's when I very first started No BS, I started to like try different recipes. Okay. And so oftentimes I would food prep, and for lunch, I would put Bites, Licks, and Tastes as my lunch when I would food prep. So that would actually be my meal. So I was in the kitchen and I was cooking all kinds. I have one child that's a pescatarian. I got a husband who is trying to gain weight. Yes. So I'm cooking some stuff for him. And then I had my food and like, so I'm like, you know, fixing all the things and tasting all the stuff. And so I put that as my lunch every day, which was fun. And then, but if it was just one bite, like if I was food prepping, I just wanted to taste like a bite of soup. I probably wouldn't count that. But if you notice you're doing it all the time, it just depends on what works for you. Kathy, I have urges at the end of the day. I'm hungry, but want to eat with my husband when I get home. I feel stressed from work and feel the need to relax. Do I use food for that? I would not use food for that. You never want to use food to relax or because you're telling yourself that it will help you relax. So for me, I used to be a physical therapist back in the way back day. And so I was always starving when I finished work, like starving. And I knew I was going to come home and heat up dinner and do all that stuff. And so I always had those 100 calorie packs of nuts. And I would eat that on the way home. And it was like it's just a small handful of nuts, right? And so it would be just enough that I could buy myself an hour and a half to get to dinner. And so, yeah, so you do not want to use food because you think it helps you relax, because it does not, actually. It's your thoughts about the food that help you relax. Cindy, I have eating, drinking urges in the evening in front of the TV. Is it counterproductive to save my snack and plan for a beverage for the evening urge? Although I may be hungry for the snack and plan the beverage, should I change that habit or is it okay? If you want to plan your snack for the evening and you are happy with your results and you like your reason, it may not be something that you want to give up just yet. And that's fine. As long as it's planned and you're hungry, that's completely fine. It's up to you. So we're talking about, you know, a habit that like, you know, in the evening, you're not hungry. You know that you're not getting the weight loss that you want, whatever the reason is, it's a habit that you want to change. And maybe right now, Cindy, that's not a habit that you want to change. And that's okay. That's okay. Christine, I've heard several people mention buffering recently. What does it mean? Love it, love it, love it. So buffering is when you are doing something because you don't want to do something else. So for me, when I was talking about the Cheez-Its, like I had this thing at work, and y'all may not know because of my technological prowess that I presented to you this evening by sharing my screen. When I started this job, I was not very technological savvy as I am before you today. And so every time I would have to make an adjustment to the website or do something technological, I would get fidgety and I'd be like, wonder what's happening on Facebook. I could go in there and get a snack. Maybe I'm a little bit hungry. It was me avoiding something. That's buffering. When you don't want to feel the feeling of discomfort and get started on what it is that you want to do, you know, maybe buffering can also be like, I know I need to clean the kitchen. I'm going to sit here and watch this other show. It's like avoiding something by doing something else just because you don't want to feel the discomfort of doing the thing. Good question, though. Lynn says, what was the name of the book again? Atomic Habits by James Clear. All right. Julie Bennett, you are up. Let's see what you got, Julie. I love this worksheet. I just love this dang worksheet. Let's see what we got.
Hey.
Hey, Julie, how's it going?
Hey, I'm good.
Good.
I can have a call tonight. So it's really odd because I've been kind of off plan and trying to get myself on plan.
Okay.
And a big part of it is the urges. And so I'm glad this is a topic tonight. I'm glad you allowed me to come on. But so I would say the urge I wanted to talk to you about tonight is work. So there are times that happened today that this job makes me feel hopeless or helpless. Like, there are things I think I know, and they keep getting escalated as an issue, and I don't know how to fix them. So I'm just sitting here with nobody to help me, and I don't like that. I'm a very high performing, you know, want to get things done and do them well, right? And so when I feel like there's nowhere to go, I'm sitting here and I'm going, I just want to eat, right? That's my solution, because I can't do anything else. So I'm sitting here and I'm just like bent up anger and frustration and everything. And I don't know what to do, because I can't, it's not like I can leave because I have my work. So
right.
I guess
I love this. So you're I know this is an urge, but I caught your thought. I can't do anything else. I may as well eat. I can't do anything else. Is that true?
No. I guess I need help talking through what else I can do then.
Yeah. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. I love that so much. You said it like it was facts. Like it was the truth. You said it with conviction. Yeah, I know, right? It's just a thought. I noticed that I'm thinking that I can't do anything else but eat, but I know that's not true. Here are some things that I can do. I know that I'm wanting to eat, like have a conversation. Like it's your bestie. It's me. Imagine it's me. Julie, this job is killing me. I can't do nothing but eat. I have nowhere else to go. I got nothing else going on here. I just have to go eat. What would you say to me? What would you say to me? I'm your friend. I'm your bestie. What would you say?
Well, I would probably know something that you like to do. So I would probably, you know, say, I don't know. I mean, probably take a walk, like if you can take a break and go for a walk, or at least out of the room.
Right.
Which is typically when I go, and I just go into the kitchen though. So,
So you just find a different path. You go a different way.
It's like, maybe go like clean something. That's another thing.
I know, but it has to be just as fun. Yeah, you can't,
you like,
no scrubbing of the toilets. You can't put that on the list. Right?
Yeah.
You just said it a second ago. It's going to be all right. It's just a thought that you're thinking right now. Mm-hmm. You're just frustrated. And that's why you're wanting to eat. And that's when you start to have that like loving, lush conversation. Of course you want to go eat. That's what you've been doing. But we're going to do something different. It's true. There are other things that you can do.
Yeah. That's what I'm struggling with is, I like what you said to the first call. Was it Susan? Because you, and I know Corinne said it too, but imagine talking to a child.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what I'm struggling with this whole weight loss thing. I mean, with everything, is talking to that inner child of myself. So.
And it's not necessarily your inner child, but we are very harsh with ourselves.
Yeah.
So it's like imagining that you're talking, like, that's why I said, like, I'm your best friend. Yeah. Imagine it's your sister or your child or whatever, whoever you're talking to. You know, it's just like, because it's so much easier to speak kinder to someone else. Sometimes it's easy at first when you're learning the habit of speaking kindly to yourself to imagine that it's someone else. That's the gift that gives you. It can be a child. It can be like your mom. It can be a sister. It can be a friend. It can be, you know, whatever it is, whoever, you know, floats your boat. Doesn't necessarily have to be a kid, but a lot of times it is much easier.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you get on these calls and you're like, oh my gosh, you need to be talking to yourself this way, right? Because you can hear it. So if you almost like separate yourself out and imagine you're having that back and forth conversation, it's easier to have it.
Yeah. Because I'm conscious of what I'm doing when I'm doing it. And I know I shouldn't be doing it. But then that's when I feel like I'm that parent. And this is the only thing I know what to do. I'm going to do it anyway. And I don't care. And I can't seem to cross into the right conversation. Yeah.
This is when I love this so much. Because we talk about like that 90-second take a break and breathe. You know, just like, take a few deep breaths. Let that urge work through your body. You may still be having some of the urge feelings, but they won't be nearly as strong. And then even Corinne, even inside of No BS, has that urge meditation.
Yeah.
And like the walking yourself through a body scan. You can always pull that up.
Good idea.
Taking your body, because it's just a feeling.
I mean, I wrote in the journal, and I just said, and I can't remember if I did it before or after I ate, but I just said, why do I beat myself up with other people are treating me like shit, or when I feel helpless or hopeless? It felt like I gave them the power, like I'm giving them the power.
Yeah, because your thought is they treat me like shit.
Yes. So I'm going to treat myself like shit.
Mm-hmm. It's your thought. They may have said words. They may have handed you some feedback. You know what we say in No BS? If they didn't care about us, they wouldn't give us feedback.
Well, and it's just like, it's back to that. Obviously, I need help, because if things aren't like getting done by me, it means that I'm stuck, right? Like, if I know how to do something, I'm going to get it done. There's no way that I'm going to let something not get done. You know what I mean? So I reach out for help and they don't help. And it's extremely frustrating. So that's just the way they work. And they're just.
Having that conversation back and forth and calling out all of those thoughts.
Okay. Well, I like what you just said too, to say it out loud. And I grabbed it. I have it. So,
I love that book.
Well, and Corinne just said it on the October thing too, I think, because I was just replaying the videos. So, I was reading the other book that I think the Cleary one. So I think I'm almost done with that one. So I'm going to,
I love that one.
Yeah, but when you say it, said it out loud, so I'm not going to eat off plan, because I'm really trying to stay on plan too, and I did not do my plan at all today, but at least I got it written down, so I'm getting back.
You wrote your plan today?
I did write my plan, but I did not follow it one bit.
That's okay.
I mean, food-wise, when I say plan, I hate that, because I'm thinking food, but my water, yes. Sleep, yes. Right. Hunger, a little iffy on the hunger.
Look, let's talk about, so your win today was water and sleep. So what do you want to look at about today? The end of the day, when you're assessing your day, what's kind of a conversation you can have with yourself?
And I want to go take a walk. So I did my water, I got my sleep, and I want to take a walk.
Look, I have shown up for myself. There are things that I want to improve on, but my goodness, I showed up like a boss today.
Yeah.
And here's how I'm going to make weight loss easy tomorrow.
I have a hard time with that too. But that's okay.
You're going to
be working on it bit by bit.
Bit by bit. All right.
Like the whole, I know I've read on the Facebook too about the three things you like about yourself. I love that other people are struggling with that too. I don't, why is that so hard? Like, we can say so many things about other people, and I'm getting better.
Yeah.
I get one more every day. Sometimes I get three, sometimes only one, but I'm trying to make all three.
Yeah. You know what I like about myself every day? I don't quit.
Yeah. I keep saying I'm trying.
Don't quit.
Yeah. I'm trying.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
So cute. All right. Laura Gary, I discovered I'm eating for fun because I can't find anything in my life right now that I consider fun or that I look forward to. Can you talk about other areas I can find fun in? And also, can you give advice about how it's becoming a habit for me that I don't want to continue? What do I do? Okay. So things that aren't fun or you look forward to. You probably look forward to this call. Right? Like you were going to come get some preaching from an OBS coach. Right? That was something that you looked forward to. And not always does everything have to be fun. Okay? Life is not always fun. You can find contentment sometimes. You can be satisfied sometimes. Remember, life is 50-50. We'll go through times that like things are fun and we have a bunch to look forward to. I'm going to tell you, you can also look forward to keeping promises to yourself. You know, you can look forward to that. You can look forward to following your plan every day and becoming the type of woman that you want to be. You can look forward to, you know, showing up like a boss every day. And what a way to celebrate yourself. Like, you know what? It's not fun right now. I'm just doing it anyway. And that's okay. Because fun is a feeling created by a thought. How can I make this fun? How can I make this fun today? What's one thing I can do today to create fun? That's the kind of questions that you want to ask yourself. All right, I'm going to call one more person up. We have 3 minutes. Victoria.
Yes. I was on muted and everything else. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
It's good. How are you?
Your last one, best one, right?
Woo, love it. And you know what's really sweet? I'll talk really fast. Is the caller right before it was almost duplicate, so it was really helpful. And so during the whole time I started to write a lot of other things I could do, and it had to do with because it happened today after being on vacation for a couple of days and coming back to work, and you know, you're at home, and I was like, wow, does the urge hit when I have to go open email, work email, and it's like I just want to turn the other direction and go get something, absolutely not hungry. And it was, I think it's because being away for a while, for a few days, like I'd forgotten. It's like an autopilot. It's like, just turn and go into the kitchen and just open the fridge, look at it, maybe pull something out, maybe not. And I was thinking, it was almost the same thing. I go, but I actually have to do the work. And once I get working, I'm fine. And then yeah. I even forget about stuff for hours, right?
Yeah.
And so I'm kind of going, what, you know, what else can I do? Because maybe I've already done, I already nice journaling or nice sitting out on the patio having coffee, getting ready for the day. And then it's time to actually do it. And I go, I love most of my work. So I'm what, you know, and I realize it's that you said it though, it was pretty amazing when you said, dang it. It's on one of these pages. I don't want to have to confront the crap that might be in those emails. I don't mind the work I actually have to do at all. But you know, it's just working from home, and I go, God, how do you, when it's that feeling of going, I can't go off and keep taking a walk every 15 minutes. I don't feel like I could.
Yeah.
When every, you know.
Yeah. Like, but here's the thing.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I notice I'm thinking I don't want to check these emails. Truth is, I know when I check them, it's never as bad as I think it is.
It's true.
The only reason I'm wanting to get up right now is because I don't want to open these emails. And I'm not going to give my weight loss away to these emails.
That's a good one.
You know?
Yeah.
I would rather lose some weight and do these emails.
Yeah. Yeah. That's for sure.
Yeah. It's, I notice I'm thinking this, but it's never really as bad as I think it is. I know the hardest part is getting started. And once I open up that first email, it's really not that bad.
Yeah. And I think it's all just compounded on the last, you know, year or two. So it's just kind of one of those things that when you're, No, that's very helpful. The part about, I'm not going to give up my weight loss to, you know, overdose of emails, you know?
Yeah. It's a good one. I think that's very common, especially now people who have not been used to working at home.
Yeah. You know what else? And part of it is because I have been working at home for about 3.5 years. And it's like, you thought it would be easy because you could have a lot of healthy food by you. But you don't have anybody turn and talk. You know, it's a very different. So I do feel for people. And I go, I didn't used to do this.
Yeah. And I'm 10 steps away from a full kitchen.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Well, this is good. I'm glad I called on you because I think that's a big one right now.
Yeah.
So thank you very much.
So, well, thank you.
All right. Appreciate
bye. Bye bye.
That was awesome. Everybody was so nice tonight. You were so nice to me tonight. So Denise is asking, how do you see the recorded sessions? So there are two ways that you can get the replays. The first one is on the Private Member Podcast. I'm going to just look at this website to make sure I'm telling you exactly where to go. So if you go on the website under, replays and podcasts, if you go under video replays, the replays are posted there within 24 hours. And then there's also instructions about how to get the Private Member Podcast. Everything is uploaded to both of those places. So if you want to see me and my sexy top, you can watch it here on the video replays, or you can just listen to it on the podcast. And then Misty says, I travel a lot for my job. My urge is to eat chocolate in my hotel room. What are some things to do different? Misty, how about not getting chocolate and then seeing what thoughts come up for you? What are you thinking when you don't have the chocolate? If you weren't eating chocolate, what would you be thinking about? Such a good question. Such a good question. Yes, I did stay hot. I did not need the sweater. I did not need the sweater. So, all right, everyone. It was a great call. And do y'all see why it's my favorite worksheet in OBS? Favorite worksheet in OBS. So, I mean, I do love the discovery worksheet, but this kind of goes hand in hand. And my battery lived through the whole thing. There you go. Dang kids. And their Wii remote. I know. All right, y'all, you have a great week. I will tell you right fast on, there is a Q&A on, Wednesday at 9 Central on the Facebook. There is also Zoom office hours with Coach Betsy at 5 Central on Thursday, the 22nd. On the 24th, there will be coaching for Nobius 100 members with Corinne, and then office hours with Corinne at 12 Central on Sunday, the 25th, and binging or overeating coaching with Corinne. I know that was so popular on Sunday at 2 Central. So y'all have a great rest of your week. Speak nice to yourself. Be your own friend. Be your own friend. Such a gift. Such a gift. All right. Everybody have a great night. I will see y'all later.